Say, stranger, you shouldn't be out at this time of night. This place is not friendly to a man alone, you know. The pavement must be hard under your poor feet. The city lights harsh in your tired eyes. The wind chilly through your thin clothes. After that unpleasantness, doesn't the warmth and luxury of my small shop appeal to you? I can offer fine refreshments and, to tell you the truth, I'd appreciate the pleasure of your company. It's quite desolate outside tonight. I haven't seen a customer for many hours. But I left my lamp burning in the window just in case. I felt a premonition that a fellow wanderer was in need of respite from the night outside. And who should press their handsome face against my window but you? Almost like you were summoned out of the lonely fog. Please come in and rest your weary bones on whatever bit of softness appeals to you most. May I serve you something to drink? I have teas you've surely never tasted, exotic and rare. I have blends to excite your senses or soothe your soul. Doesn't that sound lovely? First, we have to select the proper mixture to address your needs on this blustery night. Simply place your hands in mine for a few moments. Don't be shy. This is a service I offer all my favorite patrons. I'm trained in the art of divination, and perhaps just a little magic. Will you please give me your hands, traveler? Thank you. Oh, what lovely ones you have, too. I can see them much clearer now that I have you in my gentle grasp. Does it feel pleasant as I caress you this way? My fingers whispering across the lines of your palms, gliding over the curves of your knuckles, stroking the length of each of your fingers. Oh, yes. Your hands are ready to tell me all their secrets, stranger. But first, let me procure the promised refreshments. Just by holding your hands in mine for a short while, I know precisely what tea to make you. Huh? I did warn you there was a little magic involved in my art. Now I need you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing while I prepare your tea. Yes, just so. This will put you in a more susceptible state. By the time I'm finished preparing it, you'll be perfectly calm. And this beverage will help you prepare for my more specialized services. Stay tranquil, stranger. Keep breathing deeply, slowly, intentionally. I'll keep my voice low and pleasant. Remember to keep your eyes closed until I say otherwise. No peeking. The base of your drink will be a Tibetan black tea. Its smell is strong, earthy, and unafraid. It's been brewing for half a day now, and it's ready to be transformed. Much like yourself, I'd wager. We'll add the other ingredients one by one to ensure potency and effectiveness. This will be your own personalized blend of the world-famous Himalayan golden tea. Let me light the flame and begin brewing. Our first addition will be a touch of the delicate three-nerved pearly everlasting, also known as summer snow. This will soothe the ache from the cold. It actually warms you as you drink and is thought to have consciousness-affecting qualities. Sometimes people use it in religious ceremonies. Would you like to have a religious experience with me, dear traveler? I can be a little heavy-handed with this ingredient if you'd like. No extra charge. Next, I'll add this beautiful rock jasmine. I noticed you have a slight limp and likely other aches and pains from your travels. The jasmine will help any fever or swellings you may be suffering from. And if I twist a bit like this, while keeping in mind the intended outcome, you may have some more fruitful counter effects from the herb. A little swelling and fever can be enjoyable sometimes if it's intentional. Don't you agree? And here's some creeping aster to counteract any, lingering afflictions of the heart. It helps with chest pain, poison, wounds, and soreness related to love and longing. Shh. You don't have to tell me your troubles, traveler, especially not those related to matters of the heart. The aster will also help reinvigorate your system. These mauve flowers especially will make the nerves hum and sink. So many benefits, both spoken and secret. Now, this last one sounds unappealing, I know. But caterpillar fungus is often used in combination with yak butter as a stimulant. An aphrodisiac, if you will. Perfect for a drink that will arouse you and open you to new experiences. I have the feeling you're quite adventurous under the right circumstances. Open your eyes, please. Here is your tea, dear traveler. I believe I shall call this mixture Shangri-La. It sounds scintillating, does it not? My herbs and flowers are fresh and very pungent. They are most effective within a few minutes of brewing. I suggest you drink it as quickly as you are able. Yes, there you go. I know it's hot, but currently the potency of the tea is perfect for what I have in mind. I now offer you another, rarer service, one I offer only to my favorite customers. But be warned, what I say next is unbelievable to some, but I assure you, it's real. Are you interested, stranger? I'll take that eager look in your eyes as a yes. To begin, I will kneel in front of you on the cushion. Now I can look up into your face as we speak. You may find this experience a bit intense at first. That's okay. Not many people are used to such intimate contact. But there's really no need to be anxious. Simply try your best to match my gaze. I'm going to help you discover your true desires. The calmer you are, the more effective this session. The tea is making you feel good, isn't it, dear? Drink deeply, please. My hands can make you feel good too. So can my voice. I'm offering you the chance to look inside yourself through a new lens, to feel my sensual touch as I study your palms, to listen to me tell your fortunes from my place at your feet. All you have to do is finish your brew, traveler. Perfect. As a reward, would you like to hear a secret? Rumor has it, I can tell you what you really want, and perhaps give it to you as
your sleepy eyes closed then and listen to me. I'll guide you, mind and body.
First, I want you to breathe deeply, traveler. In and out. Now picture a cool mountain breeze, the crisp air, so light, so intoxicating. Breathe slowly in and out. Allow your thoughts to grow silent as the wind blows around you, through you. Perhaps it was carried here from the Himalayas. Breathe steadily in and out. Only listen to the sound of my words. Hear nothing but my voice. And now, can you smell that incense, stranger? In and out. Eyes closed, mind quiet. The air feels invigorating, yet calming. Breathe deeply. Breathe slowly. Breathe steadily, arousing your senses and consuming your mind. Shh. Don't think. Just feel. Together we will discover what desire means to you. Focus on the sensations between us as I move my hands lightly along yours. The nerves in your hands tingling from my touch. Spreading, radiating from your fingertips to your palms. Up your wrists to your arms. I'm barely touching you, but I know you feel it as intensely as a welcome fire. That means the herbs are taking effect, as are my words. Shangri-La, indeed. An apt name for what you seek, don't you think? Heaven on earth? The magic in this moment is palpable. Keep your eyes closed while I take your fingers into my mouth. Don't move, stranger. This is my favorite part. I want to taste your desires first. Then I'll let you taste mine. You taste of lust, of curiosity. You are a seeker of pleasure and of knowledge. Unusual, but so delightful. Such an intriguing blend. Would you like to taste me, stranger? Nod for me. Keep your hands closed. Keep your eyes closed. I'm going to guide your hand between my thighs. My wetness is like the nighttime dew upon a forbidden valley, and I am drenched in anticipation of you. Oh. Okay. That's enough for now, traveler. I am a kind of merchant, you see. My trade is pleasure, and my job is to leave you wanting more. So please, won't you lick your fingers and taste me? I don't believe I told you to open your eyes. But I won't chastise you right now. I trust you broke protocol because my taste is suitably tempting. But the paradise I offer you is out of your reach unless you submit completely to this fantasy. The taste of me on your tongue should act as a safeguard against any mistruths. Are you prepared to sample my other wares, stranger? Nod for me if you agree. Thank you kindly. Now let us step through the threshold together. Let's cross into a whole new world of experiences. During our time together, you are welcome to partake fully of the delights within. Please, satisfy your darkest desires. Quench your urges. Feel free to assuage your more socially unacceptable proclivities, stranger. Take off your pants and tell me what it is you truly desire. You don't have to speak out loud. You don't even need to have an answer on your tongue, traveler. All you need to do is let loose your member while keeping one thought in mind, the very word itself. Desire. The concept of desire, you could say. Oh, really? That is what your heart is lusting over at this moment? What a delightful surprise. This is almost too easy to accommodate. Oh, never fear. I will thoroughly enjoy granting you your greatest desire at this moment.
I'll enjoy using my hands on your sex. So slowly you think you're losing your grip on reality until you jerk and spurt and empty yourself all over them.
Oh, feel this now, traveler. Feel my warm fingers dance around the base of your throbbing cock. The light pressure causes you to stiffen intensely, needing to feel more of my soft touch. My other hand cups your swollen balls, and the pressure builds inside you as my fingers finally encircle the base of your shaft. You feel the energy flow from my hands into your aching balls and ever-hardening cock. I hold you firmly, pausing to look into your eyes and feel your need for pleasure overwhelm you. It would be so easy to keep you like this, hard, wanting, desperate to be stroked. But instead, I take pity on you, and you feel my hand fully engulf your pulsating flesh, and slowly, ever so slowly, I begin to stroke you. Oh, yes, stranger. Moan for me. What does it feel like, huh? To need something so badly you no longer care if you sound desperate. What does it feel like to need climax more than life itself? I want you to let that primordial feeling sink its claws deep into your chest and pull you close. Let it whisper in barbaric tones all the wondrous things you could have, possess, experience. Your cheeks are flushed now. I'll bet your loins are burning for release. My warm, soft hands continue to massage your aching cock, driving you closer and closer to the edge. Not just yet, though. Picture every aspect of your ideal orgasm in your mind's eye. Make sure this is going to be worth it. Only let go if you're sure this is exactly what you want. Oh, there it is. You look so handsome with your eyes glazed over in pleasure. Now release your seed all over me. Look at me. That's right. Keep pulsing for me. Your slickness feels so good, coating my skin as I slide my hands up and down. This feels like a dream, doesn't it, traveler? Spilling yourself over and over again. Feeling satiated? Unfortunately, now comes the melancholy conclusion of our evening together, stranger. The bitter ending to our sweet interlude. Here, it's a silk scarf. Please clean yourself up as best you can and refasten your trousers. Oh, are you feeling shy now, dear traveler? I know just the remedy. Please, down the last dregs of your tea. The effects might be wearing off a bit, and the refreshment should help. Rise now, then. Accompany me to the door of my humble shop, stranger. Please rest assured that once the tea wears off, everything that happened behind this door will seem like nothing but a dream. Thank you for wandering my way on this desolate evening. I hope you found the sanctuary you were seeking, stranger. Fare thee well.